This is a Brooklyn production of an engineering elementary story.
When you hear the harp, turn the page.
Yimin's Great Wall, a materials engineering story, read by Micaiah Perron. Chapter 1, The Bandit Bunny. Yimin peered through tall bamboo leaves into the schoolyard garden. It was hard to sit like a statue, not moving a muscle, but still she didn't budge. Her mission was too important. Yimin was acting as an undercover detective, an undercover bunny detective. Ever since Yimin had arrived in Yimin's village just outside of Beijing, she and her classmates had gone to their garden once a week to pull weeds and record the growth of their plants. But as the weeks went on, there were fewer and fewer plants to check on. A rabbit or Tuzi kept eating the vegetables they had planted. Yimin had decided to save the garden by catching the bandit Tuzi. She imaged the thief. A soft brown rabbit wearing a small black mask over his eyes. He would hop slowly and quietly into the garden and munch away. Yimin would jump out from behind the bush and yell, "Ni hao!" Hello. The bunny would be too scared to come back. Yimin's whole class would thank him for saving their garden. Yimin yawned. The problem with being an undercover bunny detective, she thought, is that sitting still like a statue is no fun. Maybe her friend Chin could come help her. Yimin stood and stretched her sore muscles. Her detective work would have to wait until tomorrow. Chapter 2. A Special Trip. Yimin woke up excited the next day. Maybe this would be the day she finally scared away the bunny. She jumped out of bed and looked at her calendar, and then got excited for another reason. Today she was going on a special trip with her class. They were going to visit the Great Wall of China. The bus trip was long and Yimin was tired, but as she and her classmates stood in front of a small section of the wall, Yimin couldn't help feeling awe. She looked off into the distance and saw the wall stretching like a thick vine across the countryside for miles and miles. Class, who can tell me something about the emperor who built the Great Wall? Miyoshin, your teacher asked. Yimin raised her hand. His name was Xing Zhang, she answered. Xing Zhang was very young when he became emperor, but he was fierce and strong. He ordered many people to leave their homes and farms to work on the wall. If I were emperor, I wouldn't have been so impatient, and I would have made the walls rainbow colors. And Yimin's classmate began to giggle. Yimin felt her face get hot and could tell it was turning red. She knew that sometimes her imagination carried away, but she couldn't help it when all the ideas she had began to bubble out her head. Liu Xi called the class to order and pointed towards the wall behind her. This wall was built to protect the people of our country. Who can tell me some other reasons that people build walls? To keep out the cold and rain, answered Jing. To keep warm air inside, said Tayo. To keep animals outside, said Chen. Yimin giggled. She imagined a bear outside the wall of her bedroom tapping on the window, hungry for dried fruit and mooncakes. She would invite him in and ask him if he wanted to stay for tea. Do bears like honey in their tea? She wondered. Yimin, Liu Xi called, interrupting her daydream. Do you know why the Great Wall of China is called the Sleeping Dragon? Yimin thought for a moment and looked at the Great Wall in front of her. The wall is long and large like a dragon, and it protected the people of China from enemies and war, just like a fierce dragon would. Very good, Liu Xi said. I want all of you to draw some pictures and write down what you see here today. Yimin moved to get closer to look at the wall. It was so tall that when she stood next to it, she could hardly see the top. She could almost feel the great emperor's Xing Zhang there with her as she drew a picture of the wall. Chapter 3, A New Plan. The next day at school, it was time for another visit to the garden. As Yimin walked towards the plants, Chin wandered over to join her. Come on, let's check on the cabbage, he suggested. Yimin and Chin found themselves looking at a ragged, half-eaten cabbage plant. Oh no, Chin cried. Another student came running. That Tootsie is ruining our garden, Penny explained. I wish there was a way to get rid of it, Hey Young added. Leo She walked over to the group. I know you're sad that your pants are getting eaten, but the Tootsie doesn't mean to upset you. He is just looking for food. I brought some pea seedlings with me. Why don't you put these in the clay patch of the garden? Maybe these plants won't be as tempting for the rabbit. The students headed toward a clear patch of soil in the back of the yard garden. Yimin and Chin lingered behind. We need to think of a way to stop that rabbit, Chin said. I tried to, Yimin said. I came to the garden to be a bunny detective and scare him away, only the bandit bunny never came. A bunny detective? Chin asked skeptically. There has to be a better way to protect the plants. Yimin thought for a moment. You're right, she said. Instead of scaring away the bunny, we should think about protecting the plants. And I know just how we can do it. We can build our own great wall of China. Yimin, you cannot be serious, Chin said. Do you know how hard that would be? Yimin smiled. Her mind was spinning as she pictured different possibilities. Don't be silly, she said. It doesn't have to be as big or as long as the real wall. We'll work on it after dinner. But don't tell anyone. She could just imagine the glory of announcing to her classmates her victory over the bunny. It will be great. Yimin skipped off to help the plant the seedlings. Chapter 4. A Talk with Grandfather. Yimin walked home from school that day thinking about the wall she and Chin could build. She knew one person who had helped to design real structures like bridges and buildings. Her grandfather. He had been an engineer. Someone who used his knowledge of science and math along with his creativity to design things that solve problems for people. I'll have to ask Grandfather more about the things he helped design, Yimin thought. At home, Yimin found her grandfather sitting outside on the patio sipping green tea out of a jar. Hello, Grandfather, she said. I have a question for you. Yesterday in school, we visited the Great Wall of China. Did you build structures like that?
I helped to build things, but not with a hammer and nails,
Grandfather said.
I was a materials engineer. I helped design new technologies, new materials with new properties that were then used to build things. Do you remember when I showed you the bridge over the Yangtze River that I worked on?
But that bridge didn't look like it was made of any fancy new technology, Yimin said. She imagined an electronic bridge with a road that moved cars along and a clear bridge made of floristic crystals. Grandfather interrupted Yimin's thoughts.
Technology is what people create and use to solve a problem. It could be a way of doing things, or an object, or even a material. I helped design the mortar for the bridge. It is an important technology because it's the part that sticks the bricks together. Before I began to work on the bridge, the mortar had started to crumble. I helped to create a new mortar that was strong and would last a long time.
You must know about lots of different materials, said Yimin.
I do,
Grandfather said.
If you take some time to look at the walls and structures around you, you can learn about materials as well. What was your question? What kind of work I did?
Not really, Yimin admitted. I need your help. We have a garden at school and we want to take good care of it so we can harvest our vegetables. But there's a Tootsie that keeps coming in and eating our plants. I thought I might build a wall to keep the bunny out, but I don't know where to start.
Maybe you should use the engineering design process,
Grandfather said.
That's how most engineers solve problems. You've already started the process by asking questions. You will need to imagine lots of solutions. Make a plan, create it, and then improve it to make it better.
Oh yeah, Yimin said. I remember you telling me about the engineering design process when you showed me the Yangtze Bridge. Grandfather patted Yimin on the shoulder and picked up his cane.
With your imagination and creativity, I know you will be able to build a wonderful wall,
he said. Yimin began to think about all the different types of walls around her, the walls in her houses were made out of wood. The walls of her school were made out of brick. Walls could also be made out of stone, glass, or metal. The walls of the blanket fort she built were made out of cloth. The key, thought Yimin, was to match the material to the job you needed to do. A cloth wouldn't work very well on the garden because it would get soggy in the rain, and I bet the bandit bunny would nibble his way through, she thought. I'll just have to think of something else. Chapter 5, Beginning to Engineer. After dinner, Chen and Yimin met in the school garden. Well, Chen said, what do we do now? Yimin imagined that she was the emperor's lead engineer, ready to create a plan for the building of the Great Wall. She thought back to movies she had seen and tried to be like a general inspiring his troops. Chen, she began, our mission is to create a wall that stops the bandit bunny from eating our plants. It may be hard to work, but it may be dangerous work. Dangerous work, asked Chen. Okay, maybe not dangerous, he said, Yimin, but it might take us some time to figure out how to build the wall. I was thinking about all the materials that walls are made of, like wood and stone and bricks. I know some things about bricks, Chen piped up. My aunt makes pottery and she showed me how clay pots and bricks are made. Baked? What do you mean? Well, bricks and pottery start off wet, like mud, and then they're baked in a big oven called a kiln, so they get strong and hard. If they start off like mud, that's something we can make. Yimin said, we have plenty of soil in the garden and water in the stream. Let's try it. Chen and Yimin began to scoop some soil into a bucket. Chen looked at the soil Yimin had collected. There's some weeds and sticks in here, he pointed out. We better get rid of them. Yimin reached to pull the sticks out, but stopped. Wait, she said. How do we know we should get rid of them? What if they make our walls stronger? I don't see how those sticks will help make a better wall, Chen protested. I'm not saying you're wrong, but we're not sure, Yimin said. Let's make a bunch of different kinds of bricks, mud with sticks, plain mud, sand, and maybe even some from the clay from the bank of the stream. Then we can compare the bricks after they're dry. Yimin added water to the dirt and sticks in her bucket, and she and Chen began to form bricks from the mud. After they were through with that batch, Chen grabbed a bucket and walked towards a sandy patch of the garden. He scooped up some of the sandy dirt and then added water. Yimin and Chen patted the mixture into small cubes. Soon they had rows of bricks baking in the sun. I think my grandfather would be proud of us, Yimin said. We experimented with materials. Next, we can test them to see which ones make the strongest walls. Chen smiled. This must have been what it was like to work for one of those great emperors, Yimin thought. She couldn't wait to begin building their wall. Chapter 6, Testing and Improving. The next day, Yimin and Chen returned to the garden after school. I brought a notebook in case we need to write anything down, said Yimin, and some green tea to keep up our strength, she added. She plopped down and carefully picked up one of the mud bricks. It was hard, just like one of the Chen's aunt's clay pots. This is going to be great, she said. She reached for another brick, but as soon as she grasped it, the brick crumbled in her hand. Don't crush the bricks, Yimin, warned Chen. I didn't, Yimin said. It just fell apart. Chen looked down at the crumbled brick. That's one of the bricks we made with sand. The materials are different, said Yimin. This reminds me of something my grandfather used to tell me. He would tell me to listen to the earth. Chen bent down and put his ear to the ground. Like this, he said. He asked, no, silly, hold on, I'll show you. Yimin ran towards the stream at the edge of the garden patch and began to scoop rocks into a bowl. Once the bowl was full, she brought her treasures back to Chen. Each rock has its own personality. This rock is hard and strong, just like a brave soldier. This rock can frail and brittle like a wise elder. All of these rocks have different properties that make them good for something and bad for other things, just like the bricks that we made. Some materials make bricks that are good for building and wall, and others do not. Those sand bricks that fell apart weren't very strong, Chen said. We shouldn't make any more of those. Right, agreed Yimin. But I wonder if we can mix the sand with something else so that we can use it like this clay soil near the stream. It's gooey like glue, Yimin said. Yimin and Chen began imagining lots of different mixtures of sand, soil, clay, and rocks. Yimin began to write down the mixtures they had already made that worked well and all of the new mixtures they planned to create. Yimin and Chen mixed, patted, and set aside bricks after brick. Yimin was sure that her grandfather would be proud of all the materials engineering that she was doing. Chapter 7, Revealing the Great Wall. Yimin and her classmates continued to study the Great Wall of China in school the next week. Yimin and Chen tested their bricks, decided which mixture was the best choice, and each day after school, they made more and more bricks. After days of making bricks, they finally had enough to surround the new ceilings. The day before the class was going to make their next visit to the garden, Yimin and Chen put the wall together with a sticky clay mortar. Their very own great wall was complete. The next day in class, Yimin couldn't wait for her classmates to see what she and Chen had created. Finally, Leo, she said the words Yimin had been waiting for. Why don't we go outside and tend the garden? None of the Yimin's classmates seemed excited to check on the seedlings they had planted. Tayo raised her hand. Nothing that we plant gets to grow. The rabbit eats it too quickly. Chen turned and looked at Yimin. She smiled back at him. She was so excited. She could barely sit still. Liu Shi nodded. You are right. We will have to work on a way to keep our plants safe. For now, though, we will continue to water and weed the garden. Let's go. Yimin grabbed Chen's hand and pulled him to the front of the line. She wanted to make sure she didn't miss a moment outside. Yimin stood by the bamboo reeds on the side of the garden. She wanted to see everyone's reaction. The class spread out in the garden. Some students pointed towards half-eaten plants and others lifted leaves with nibbles marks on them. Some of the students made their way towards the back of the garden to check on the newly planted seeds. Look, one of the girls cried, there's a wall around the new seedlings. They're all growing up healthy. More students headed towards the back of the garden, gathering around the plants. Liu Shi followed them over. Yimin stood back proudly, looking from her classmates to Chen. This is wonderful, Liu Shi said. Who built this wall around our new plants? The children in the class looked at one another. Then a loud voice came from behind that caught their attention. We did! Liu Shi and the class turned around to see Yimin and Chen standing behind them, grinning at the great wall they had built. Yimin, Chen, you two have been wonderful engineers. Maybe you can teach your classmates what you have learned. We could all work together to make a wall around the other plants in the garden, Liu Shi said. Chen began telling the class about all the steps of the engineering design process that the two of them had used. Yimin explained how they had discovered that some types of bricks were stronger than others. As Yimin spoke with her classmates, she realized that one very special person was missing from this discussion about building walls. Chapter 8, A Real Engineer. Later that day, Yimin held grandfather's hand as they walked into the schoolyard. She pointed towards the wall that she and Chen had created. Grandfather placed his hand on Yimin's shoulder as he surveyed her work.
It's just like a miniature sleeping dragon, Yimin,
he said.
You have done a very good job.
Building the wall was such hard work, Grandfather Yimin said. It made me think about how much soil and how many rocks were used to build the Great Wall. I can hardly imagine how they put everything together and made the wall go on for so many miles.
I can imagine it,
said Grandfather, smiling down at her.
They just needed a good engineer to lead them, just like you, Yimin.
Yimin smiled back. She did feel like an engineer.